This is a production of Cornell University.
Well, I've always liked graphs.
They're a snapshot of human thinking.
A visual history of our modern scientific pursuit. These moments of seeing or understanding something, communicating how things transform or change or mutate or stay the same. Graphs build on graphs. Ideas build on ideas.
I like seeing things that show that time has passed. There are those moments of movement toward or away from something. And I think that's like one of the very special things about being human.
All areas of knowledge have developed a graphic code for representing key concepts and ideas. The first part of Jenny's project was to solicit from scientists and humanists and artists across a range of endeavors symbols of so many shared passions for knowledge, for understanding, for making sense of the world. Now, with that repertoire of graphic devices, Jenny had a starting point for reconstructing some of this information in a variety of sculptural forms. And as such, she gave a different set of conditions to each of those diagrams.
I was surprised, actually, that Jenny took our scientific serious images and she put them on objects of domesticity. There's this interesting relationship there that I feel like I can't quite put my finger on, but it feels true to me. In my work, I study evolutionary biology, so I'm interested in reconstructing the past, what happened and how do people think about it. And I was thinking about how we perceive our progress through time. And so I submitted to Jenny a timeline of timelines, how we perceive the timeline itself.
Artists can help convey science to the public. And in particular, I hope it will help make people who are antagonistic to science less antagonistic, you know, that if they've slept on a pillow with some science on it, and at least they enjoyed sleeping that day, maybe they'll be more sympathetic.
I wanted to make the images bigger than you, so that the individual human who was receiving it was shrunk into the context of this larger concept. I just sort of wanted to place people in the world of graphs as opposed to graphs in the world of people.
These are amazing. It's just remarkable that she has this ability to take abstractions from the scientific world, translate them into large-scale symbols that have aesthetic appeal, and then make the next step of moving those symbols into lampshades, bedspreads. I think it's funny, I think it's remarkable, and it would be great if it were accepted and these kinds of products were available in Macy's.
When I became a scientist, I was drawn in by my sense of wonder. What's the most wonderful, interesting thing I could possibly do? And for me, at the beginning of that process, I thought about art. I thought about communication. And I also thought about just the beauty of the natural world. And I think that Jenny's project kind of draws them both together. So you see kind of the wonder of science encapsulated in an image.
This was published in a psychology textbook, and what's neat about it is...
I think what was in science for Jenny was a way of understanding connections between things, but the pleasure of the art practice that has grown out of her science is in its capacity to surprise her. She's always sharing her thinking, and she's always thinking. So to be in Jenny's world is to find yourself seeing your own world with new eyes. It seems to me that everybody who got that invitation from Jenny found in it an invitation to poetry.